Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yisagiona ben Chana, Maris Hanemari bas Chana, and Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rachel, and Ravamas ben Shoshana Rezu, and Lili Nishmas, Chana bas Rav Yisagiona, Chana bas Rav Shmuel, and Chaim Tzvi ben Rav Eliyahu. We're learning the Sefer Ma'amari Pachad Yitzchak. Maimer Samach Gimel. It says Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And this means that the shaychus that we have to God is through the fact that we're B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So today we're going to be talking about the Madrega of Yaakov. Malochei Elokim Olim V'yordim. Sei Chazal Chulin Tzari Aleph Olim U'mistaklin B'diukna L'mayla Yordim U'mistaklin. They go up and they see Yaakov up there. They come down and they see Yaakov down here. What does this mean? In the Maimer on Yom Kippur, Rav Futner was marchiv his dibur and the hishtokukus belev, the desire that a person has in his heart for anyanei kedusha, is very, very elevated, more than is expressed in the world of ma'isa. The Befoel Mamish doesn't have the koach to reach the Ratzon Shebelev. An example of this is the Bakasha that we make after Vidui on Yom Kippur, the Ratzon Shlo Echte Od. We don't want to sin again. We know that in the world of Maisa, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta. In the world of Maisa, everybody sins. And this Yid Kimt Mita Bakasha Shlo Echte Od, that he should sin no more. The teretz is that ain't a chinami. The strongest desire of a person is that he should be much higher than he is in the world of ma'isa. In the world of ratzon, he never wants to sin again. In the world of ma'isa, ain't adam tzadik baruch she'astav lo yechta, everybody sins. So in the world of ratzon, he's not sinning. In the world of ma'isa, he has to sin, but in the world of Ratzon, he doesn't want to sin. So we know, see here, that there are two different levels. There's the world of Mais and the world of Ratzon. But that's where a Baal Tshuva, Al Mailas HaRatzon, sits there. Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva sits in the world of Ratzon. And the Iker Koach of a Baal Tshuva, explained Rav Futner in his Maimar on Yom Kippur, is in the internal ratzon that's mizgala in him now. And by uprooting the ratzon of Shas HaChet, that's considered Akiras Ma'isa, because there are Baal Tshuva in the world of ratzon. And therefore, in the world of ratzon, he uproots the ratzon of the Chet. He's now in the world of the ratzon of Tshuva, of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mela, that's where he's holding Yemut Hashem. We are going to have a shiur on this very topic coming up in Yemut Hashem. But in the meantime, that's the yisod that we have now, that the Baal Tshuva, this is in Maimar Lamed Daled on Yom Kippur, that a Baal Tshuva lived in an Olam HaRatzon. He lives in the world of Ratzon. Baal Tshuva Mistaklim Ba'aspaklaria Shel Koach HaRatzon. You look at him through the looking glass of his power of will. And memela, memela, memela. If he has the proper will that he wants to uproot the evil deed, it becomes uprooted. In light of these words, we can understand the halacha that even if somebody isn't careful about Pas Akum all year long, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Dav Zayin Gihit, he must be very careful during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So what's this all about? Everybody says, what sort of game is this? All year long, I'm not careful. And now Pitom, I'm being careful. What is it? The answer is that Lefnim Meshuras Hadim is an Hoga, that's Be'etzim Ratzon Hashem. But you can't obligate people to go Lefnim Meshuras Hadim. There's no koach in the lamaisa to reach the maila of the ratzon shebelev. But a Baal Tshuva is living in the world of Ratzon. He's makabel on himself, hanhagas, in the world of Ratzon. And that's what brings him to Maisa. So, juring to obligate him all year long, in pas akum, not to eat pas akum, Gentile bread, zeoter midai. But now that he's in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he's in the world of Tshuva, so he's showing his starkest ratzon. His ratzon is to be machmir, is to go l'fnei Meshuvah Sadin, is to be in touch with the ratzon Hashem. So Mela, during this period of Tshuva, of ratzon, he's machmir on Pasakel. The ratzon brings him to Maisa. That's the power of the Yemei HaRatzon. Pusik, Adam Yirela Inayim, Vashem Yirela Lev, of man only sees with the externals. But God sees to the hearts. People that don't know the ritzonos of the other, the mahalach of recognizing people is by looking at their deeds. And from then they can understand their hearts. You look at what a person does, and then you begin to understand what's tzitzich in hearts, what's going on in his heart. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who looks in the heart, the Mahalach is fakert. Hayotzer yachad libam hamevin al kol ma'aseim. First, he looks in their heart, he creates their hearts, and then he understands their deeds. The histaklis is me'histaklis el ha'lev, from histaklis, from the heart, he reaches the world of ma'isa. A very enlightening example of this is what Chazal say, Veshayalda machru b'yayin, they sold their daughter for wine. What's this pasuk talking about? It's a Yerushalmi, it's gebrengt in Tosis and Gittin Vavam at Eis, look also in the Igros Pachat Yitzchak, page Kufres. This is talking about somebody who's mocher bito lilmo Torah. A person sells his daughter the yayin in order to learn the yenishal Torah. It's not such a good thing. So klapei chutz, we see a person who's osek b'Torah, gevaldik. However, klapei pnim, Kadosh Baruch Hu starts in the heart, and from the heart, he sees that this person's in the world of Yayin. He's a Zolo of a Sove. He sold his daughter to learn Torah. So that's an act of Zlila and Svi, of gluttony. According to this, we can understand very beautifully the Lashon of the Pasuk, L'chein ko amar Hashem al beis Yaakov asher pades Avram. So said God to the house of Yaakov who redeemed Avram. The Gemara says, where do we find that Yaakov redeemed Avram? So that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Yotes. So we see from this Gemara that Asher Padas Avram is referring to Yaakov. Beis Yaakov Asher Padas Avram. That Yaakov Avinu redeemed Avram. What's the pshat? That until Gimel Doros, Lo Paska Zoam Ame Aboseinu, three generations, there was always something impure, until the third. The first generation, from Avram, Kimta Raisa Yishmael. Nishta Raina Mensch, not the purest, Yishmael. From Yitzchak emerged Esav, also not pure. But Yaakov was Mitaso Shlema. Yaakov had the Shlema So Shifte Ka. Yaakov had a complete bet. And we find nowhere a taina on Avram and Yitzchak that they had children like Yishmael and Esav. And that's because we needed three doros to be metayer from the Zoma of the Nachash HaKadmoni until the Befoel will equal the Ratzon Shebelev to reach a point of Mitaso Shleim. It was a process of three generations. And therefore Avram and Yitzchak were on the Derech HaShleimus. That was all part of the process. It wasn't just something that we cast aside. That's all part of the process. And then it concludes with Yaakov, who redeems them. Then he comes to the Achut HaMishulash Labe Mehera Yinasek. Therefore, by Yaakov, we have Sof Sof Befoal, those Ritzonos and Kedushos that were in Avram and Yitzhak that weren't able to be expressed Befoal. And that's Yaakov Shepadas Avram. Yaakov was Motzi Lemaisa, the Ritzonos Shebelev that preceded him. Avram had a Gitter Ratzon, Yitzhak had a good Ratzon, and then Yaakov comes along and redeems their Ritzonos. And he brings them to fruition in the world of Maisa, and he has a Mitas Shleima. It's important to note here the famous words of the Gra and Aderes Elio, Sharish Par Rosh Velana, that one little hero of an earlier generation is Misrachev in the future generations. It's expanded itself. It's a hero Ra, like the Pasuk talks about. A Sharish Par Rosh Velana, that's Misrachev in the future generations. But it also works with a hero Tov. And a hero tov of this generation is misrachev to the future generations. Mida tova meruba. Be'emes, Yaakov is very unique and special in that he can equate the world of tshuka and the world of befoal. Because the biggest abyss that separates between Tshuka and Befoal is the Bracha al Shmos Ras. So even though we have Emunah Shleima and Atova Meitiv and Kol Ma'adavid Rachmano L'Tovavid, you still have to be Makabel and you have to be Makabel B'Simcha. Nevertheless, if somebody's saying Atova Meitiv on bad news, it's a Bracha L'Vatola. So we have to realize there's a gap between Emunah Shebelev and Bracha Shebemaisa. Bracha Shebemaisa, you have to say Dayan Emes, Lo Aleinu, Lo Aleinu, Lo Aleinu. And in Emunah Shebelev, we say we know it's all for the best. That's the gap. But Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu, Lo Meis. Whatever this means, we see that only Yaakov, we don't have Misa, it doesn't say Misa. So when Yaakov Avinu was Nifter Min HaOlam, Al Osa Besura Ra, there was an Achiza and a Tfisa of Imisa. That's Mevatel Birchas Besura Ra. In other words, the Sharish of Ra is Misa. So Yaakov Avinu was on some level Mevatel, the world of Misa, of Besura Ra. And therefore, he's the one who can excel at nullifying the gap between Kedushas HaRatzon and the world of Maisa Mamashi, of concrete action. Because Yaakov Avinu was Mevatel Misa. So the gap between Ratzon and Maisa is that we want that nobody should ever die, and we believe that it's all for the best. That's Ratzon. We know that it's all good. We believe that it's all good, but in Maisa the people are dying, and we have to make the bracha on negative bracha. But in Yaakov Avinu's world, there's no death. So now we equate between the world of Ratzon, the world of Emuna, in the world of Maisa. The world of knowledge, that you know the emes, and what you're actually doing. We don't have that. We have what we know as emes and what we actually do, two different worlds. And that's why also there's a bracha of atova, and there's a bracha of dayan emes, even though something happened which is really bad, some good. We know it's good, but it's still in the world of Maisa, it's a dynamis. It's a power between Ratzon and the Maisa. It's a power between the lave and the practice. But Yaakov Avinu had no Misa. No Misa by Yaakov. Memela, there's no gap anymore between lave and Maisa. And now we come to explain the Chazal, Malach Elokim Olam V'Yardim. They would look at Yaakov up there, and then they'd come down and they'd see him over here, which means they're looking at his lave, Kedushas Levav over Ratzon Osef. And then they come and they look at his body and they say, psh, Eze Hataman Ifla, whatever's up there is also down here. Maybe that's a sort of the beauty of Yaakov. Yaakov's very, very beautiful. The beauty of Adam Arishon. Maybe that's that harmony between what should be and what is. That's what beauty is, harmony. So we see that, yet we went upstairs and they saw Yaakov on the Kisei Kaviyachal, Tiyukno Shel Maila. And they come down and they see the same thing down here. So we equate between Vier State, where how he's standing Lamaila, together with his amida of the earth, how he's standing down here on the earth. And just like up there, he doesn't leave us vulgar and in blotte. He doesn't leave us rolling around in the dust, in the mud. So too here, we're with him here. And that's why we say Elokei Yaakov. So when we talk about Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov, the special avod of Yaakov, that is to negate this gap between the world of Ratzon and the world of Maisa and Avodas Hashem that we have Birusha and the Yaakov Avinu, and that's the Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yardim. What's up there? It's also down here. We should be Zochem with Hashem that all of our Ratzonos Gevoim should be Misgashmim, should be actualized L'Maisa. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.